بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزا كلام فهو حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سے سرکش کو دبا پاتا. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا.
When a person is disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then no matter how much of wealth he has, no matter how much of property he has, he can be the owner of oil wells, and he can be the director and executive director and the major shareholder in gold mines, but his heart, because it is in a restless condition, so he is always considering suicide. But have you ever heard anyone who is an Allah wala committing suicide because he got tired, because he got tired of the tests and trials? Anyone who is an Allah wala, person who has got a heart that is connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will not commit suicide because of worldly tests and trials. His heart will desire to be with Allah ta'ala. He wants to be in the akhirat. He wants to be in Jannat so that he can make didar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He wants to pass away from this world because this world is a bridge. Life is in this world, it is just transitory. The world is a bridge over which you cross into the hereafter. So he will make use of all the things of this world. He will eat, he will drink, he will wear clothes, he will marry, he will run business, he will do everything. But his heart is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when can I be with Allah? When can I meet my Allah? So that is a different thing altogether. But you will not find him becoming restless because of worldly tests and trials. Take Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. Take Hazrat Suhaib Rumira radiallahu ta'ala an. Take all the other Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala an majma'in, who went through such severe tests and trials. Take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. But did you ever hear that one Sahabi due to persecution, due to torture, due to all the suffering that he was undergoing, so he committed suicide. And yet we will note that there are so many who are living in the laps of luxuries. There's nothing short for them from the material world. But because of khudaki sarkashi, because they are disobedient to their creator, they are rebellious, they haven't got that medication which is from the Allah wala's to suppress that nafs. As a result, they commit suicide and they do lots of things which indicate very clearly that it is an azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon them. So that is what Hazrat Wala says in that poetry or in that couplet, that khuda ki sarkashi se, because of the rebellion against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is why you are getting all that khudkushi in maal and dawlat. Suicide, although in the lap of luxury, plenty of wealth, plenty of everything, but they are restless. They just want to take their lives. And then it is not even going to help them, because if they take their lives, then it is another problem on the other side. If they're going to take their lives, then is it going to help the other side? On the other side is again bigger problems. Why did you take your life? So the only way of sukoon is in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. In sarkashi, disobedience, then the person will definitely be completely lost. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and safeguard us.
Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal o daulat mein, kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata, kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa pata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba pata. Sukune dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par, sukune dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par, bidu hukme khuda sa is daan phir kaise pa jata, bidu hukme khuda sa is daan phir kaise pa jata.
So this sukoon dil, it descends upon the heart in which there is taqwa. If there is taqwa in the heart, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give sukoon dil in that heart. Sukoon dil and taqwa are both connected. If the person has taqwa, then he will have sukoon dil. Because that heart which has got taqwa, then it is the landing ground, or it is that runway, the airport. The heart becomes the airport, or it becomes the runway of that airport on which sukoon e dil will land. Sukoon from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not something that science, with all its progress in technology, they can just somehow bring it from somewhere and then distribute it. Like how we are marketing everything these days, everything is being marketed. The world of commercialization. Everything, there's a market for everything. So they are manufacturing. Every day it's new items are coming onto the market. As I mentioned the other day, that you just take one cell phone technology, how many new things are put onto the market, or new features in the cell phones. It means there's a whole team that is working day and night just to bring about a new feature in that cell phone, to be competitive, to take the market by storm. Now they got the whole Quran Sharif on cell phone. Now even the Quran Sharif is on cell phone. You press a button, you can listen to the whole Quran Sharif. This is already being marketed somewhere. So like that, they would have also marketed Sukoon-e-Dil. They could have been a market for Sukoon-e-Dil, and there will be lots of buyers for that. That's one market that the whole world is in search of. Sukoon-e-Dil. Muslims, non-Muslims, believers, disbelievers, Christians, Jews, Hindus, atheists, agnostics, anybody you can think of is searching for that peace. That is why they have the big, big conferences for the sake of peace. Non-Muslims are holding also conferences, big, big ones. Why? They want peace. So if these scientists could have produced Sukoon-e-Dil somewhere in some market, then whoever had the agency for that, he would have been a multi-billionaire. Because everybody is in need of it. And yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it a free commodity. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it free, that you don't even have to buy. Because if it was something like the cell phone, then you would have to purchase, and then you have to pay again for the time that you use for that Sukoon-e-Dil. There would have been bills for Sukoon-e-Dil. Ki aaj zara zyada istemal kar liya. Subah se sham tak Sukoon-e-Dil hasil kiya, to zara bill zyada aa gaya. Aur bill dekh karke phir peshani par bal bhi aayega. So they would have said, now this, you used a lot of Sukoon-e-Dil, so therefore you have to pay more per minute charges, per second charges. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, oh my servants, you want Sukoon-e-Dil, adopt taqwa and I will give you Sukoon-e-Dil. And in adopting taqwa also, what is it? Stay away from haram. Stay away. It's not that do too many things. Do less things. Stay away from haram. Just suppress that nafs a little and get sukoon. Get taqwa and get sukoon. Ha, mere Allah. Where can we get? Such rahmat, such... Allah Ta'ala just wants to give. Tujh se kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. Unke altaaf to hai aam shaheedi sab par. Tujh se kya zid thi agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got no zid with us. He's not any our enemy, or he's got some grudge against us. He says, agar tu bhi kisi qabil hota, then Allah Ta'ala's altaaf is for everybody. Anybody who wants it, he can get it. But we have to make ourselves worthy of it. And as I said, that it is all to do with staying away from haram, suppressing of the nafs. That's all. So that Sukoon-e-Dil will land on the hearts in which there is taqwa. This is a waaz, it's not just poetry. Ji.
Sukoon-e-Dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par bidu-hukm-e-khuda sa is da phir kaise pa jata bidu-hukm-e-khuda sa is da phir kaise pa jata.
And even the scientist also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not deprive him also. If the scientist also is ahle taqwa, He is from those who have got taqwa. Then that scientist will also get sukoon ajal. If that person, he has invented the spaceship, but he's got taqwa, then it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala got some hatred and enmity with him, that why did he use the knowledge of science and invent this or that. The technology of the cell phone, for example, or the fax, or the computers and all these type of technology, it is very helpful, very useful. Man requires it in these times. We have gone lazy, we have gone weak, so we need things for speedy communication. So there's nothing wrong. So if the inventors of these technologies, if they have got taqwa, then they too will get sukoon-e-dil. That is for encouragement of our students who are at the universities, colleges and other places, that nobody is objecting to your studies, that you must not seek any kind of knowledge of science and technology, and we must all just, all become alims of deen. It's not even required, and that is not even correct. If everybody, all Muslims say that we are all going to sit down in a Darul Ulum, then they are forsaking farz-e-kifaya. It is farz-e-kifaya that we need some business people, we need some doctors, we need some this, we need some that. So even if that scientist has got taqwa, then he will get sukoon-e-dil. But even if an alim has got no taqwa, he will not get sukoon-e-dil. Even if a sheikh of the time has got no taqwa, he won't get sukoon-e-dil. He can be imam of Haram Sharif, he can be imam of Masjid-e-Aqsa, he can be imam of the greatest masjid in the world. For everybody, the requirement is taqwa for sukoon-e-dil. If they've got that, then they'll get taqwa, then they'll get sukoon-e-dil. If not, that Qari Sahib will read beautiful qiraat for hours and hours. And the audience also will make wah wah and subhanallah and alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But after that recitation, he goes outside, he's got no sukoon-e-dil. If his beard is clean shaven and he hasn't suppressed his nafs, so then there will be no sukoon-e-dil. Maulana, maaf kijiye, aapko khada rakh. Koi kursi le aaiye. Get one chair. Kya kare kuch? So sukoon-e-dil will come with nothing else but taqwa. And as I said, taqwa is not that difficult that you have to make 1,000 rakats of nafil namaz and read 100,000 times some tasbih.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکونِ دل اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکونِ دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا.
So as I was explaining that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got no enmity, no hatred and no grudge against any scientist or anybody who is in the field of new inventions, as long as it complies with Sharia. So whether the person is a scientist, is a doctor, is a teacher, is a lawyer, is a philosopher, is an alim or a mufti or a qari or a hafiz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him sukoon-e-dil provided he has got taqwa. That's all. That is the condition. Bring taqwa in the heart and you will get sukun-e-dil. And sukun-e-dil does not mean that that person will not be tested. It does not mean that after that he will have no pain in his body, he will have no financial problem, he will have no children problem, he will have no business problem, nothing. Everything will just vanish and disappear. It doesn't mean that. In the midst of his problems also Allah Ta'ala will give him sukun-e-dil. In the midst of thorns all round, that flower will bloom. That flower will still bloom. Hazrat Mullah Asghar Ali Rahmatullah Alayh, a great buzrug of his time, somebody asked him, Hazrat, kaisi hai tabiyat? He had very high temperature. So somebody asked him, kaisi hai tabiyat? His student, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, aaj tabiyat kaisi hai? So he said, aankh sahi dekh rahi hai, kaan barabar sun rahe hai, zuban sahi chal rahi hai, haath pair durust hai, bas zara bukhar hai. Subhanallah. What sukun-e-dil they must have got. He said, my eyes are seeing all right, ears are listening well, tongue is also speaking, my hands, feet, everything is functioning, but I got a little bit of temperature. Subhanallah. If this is not sukun-e-dil, then what is it? That he didn't say that I don't have temperature and alhamdulillah, I'm 100% fit and all that. Whatever was wrong, Allah Ta'ala put the person through that sickness, so to say, hikayatan, to not shikayatan, not making shikayat of Allah Ta'ala. One is hikayat, that I've got this weakness, or I've got this pain, I've got this illness, that is. And one is shikayat of Allah Ta'ala. He's complaining, why Allah Ta'ala gave me this sickness? Why Allah Ta'ala put me into poverty? Why Allah Ta'ala took my child away and not other person's child? Nauzubillah. So these Allah Walas, they don't have shikayat. If they tell us, it is hikayat. Because in their hearts there is sukoon. There's sukoon e dil there. They believe it is from Allah Ta'ala. So in the midst of thorns also, that flower will bloom. Beautiful flower. And you'll have the fragrance also. That fragrance will still be there too. So the scientists would have drilled and taken out sukun-e-dil from the ground, like how they take out petrol. Says if it was like petrol underground, then that is what the scientists would have done. And they have got the technology and the science to drill oil. They go deep down the ocean, right out, and they go and drill. What places they go to drill. So they would have somehow used all the instruments and got the sukun-e-dil from the ground, drilled it and supplied it. As I said, there's a very big market for sukun-e-dil. And I would have liked to be the first agent for that market. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't make it like that. Allah Ta'ala kept the khazana of sukun-e-dil with him. The treasures of sukun is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Other things we take out from the ground. Everything that is manufactured here, you can, in this world, it is a product of the earth. All these things is product of the earth. Gold, silver, diamond, platinum, everything. It's all product of the earth. It's not going through. So they didn't hear anything. This is working now. So must fix up both of it. Khair in any case. So this sukun-e-dil, if it was underground, they would have drilled and taken it out. But because it is not underground, it is treasures are with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, therefore He causes it to descend on the hearts. It comes from the top. This is not working.
No, it's not working. Agar Allah walon se نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا.
So the kuffar would have also drilled from the ground and they would have supplied, as I said, this sukoon-e-dil. And there would have been lots of people who would have been looking forward to the agency of this sukoon-e-dil, because there is a big market for it in this world. So that does not mean that there are no agents for this sukoon-e-dil. If it was underground, then they would have taken it out, they would have drilled it, and they would have supplied it, because there's a big market. But as I said, that then there would have been a lot of charges. They would have said, "Aaj sukoon e dil tumne zara zyada istemal kar liya." So therefore the bill is going to be high. So there would have been very high bills for this sukoon e dil. But that does not mean then that there are no agents for this sukoon e dil. The agents for this sukoon e dil are the Ahlullah. And they charge us no bills. No bills they send to us for the supply of sukoon-e-dil market. They tell us how to acquire it, how to bring it into our hearts, and then make use of it lifelong. And they don't send any charges. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were agents of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to inform the world how to acquire sukoon-e-dil. And then what did they say? La as'alukum alayhi ajra. In ajriya illa ala Allah ta'ala. Nothing. No bill will come to you, don't worry. We will seek it from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So sukoon-e-dil ki market bhi bahut badi hai. And the agents for that are the Ahlullah. Not the scientists. The scientists cannot drill from the ground and supply sukoon-e-dil. Now the Ahlullah, because their hearts are not connected with that which is underground, gold, silver, platinum, uranium. Their hearts are connected with Arsh-e-Azim. So they bring it from there and they supply. Because that supply is there. It's not here. It's not underground here that the scientists can drill it and supply it. That supply is in the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and these people know how to draw from the treasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they draw from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directly into their hearts, and from there they supply. Therefore we are told to read Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Build up your contact with Rabb of Arshi Azim. Make your tawakkul on him, because that is where all the majariya qaza it is. If that is from where the qazas all come, it is a majariya qaza. So build up your taluk with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Arshi Azim. And the treasures of sukoon-e-dil are there. Now from there, when it comes onto the dil of whom? For the Ahlullah. And then they will tell us that if you also want a supply of this sukoon-e-dil, then this is what you must do. In their majalis, in their sohbat, then we get sukoon-e-dil. In their majalis and in their sohbat, what do we get? Sukoon-e-dil. Person with the greatest depression too. But it disappears and vanishes in the sohbat of the Ahlullah. Why? Because there's sukoon-e-dil there. So therefore whoever is going to sit in that majlis is also going to get sukoon-e-dil. But if the person sitting, his own heart is restless and his own heart is filled with the love of dunya and the material things, and he's got no sukoon of any kind, then how is he going to then supply that sukoon? So there are agents for this sukoon-e-dil, but they are the Ahlullah. They supply it.
It's an ajeeb commodity. There is no word in the English language that can really describe sukoon-e-dil. The vocabulary of the English language is deficient in giving a description of sukoon-e-dil. How can they give it when they don't have it? When they don't have sukoon-e-dil, how can they give a description of sukoon-e-dil? So you have to draw it from the Arsh-e-Azim. You have to draw it from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's khazana and his treasures. Because that's where it is. But then it will come where? It will land where? Utarta hai ahle taqwa dilo ke ahle taqwa par. It will land there. So if it lands there, then apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi, ye lagai jati hai. Wahi baat hai phir. Hamare dil mein bhi phir sukoon aa jayega. دنیا کی محبت ختم ہو جائے گی دنیا کو استعمال کریں گے لیکن اس کی محبت دل میں نہیں ہوگی we will use the things of the world but the محبت won't penetrate the heart because the محبت of دنیا creates غفلت the person forgets his آخرت and if we haven't got محبت of دنیا and we are just using دنیا then we will take عبرت and lesson from everything so much so that if we see white paint on some cupboard then we will take ibrat from that too. That one day our white kafan will be put on our body. And the person is wearing white clothes also, it will give him ibrat. That one day it will be white kafan on your body. Anything white, when you see white stones too, it will give him ibrat. That there will be one white stone placed on your qabr one day. Kyun? Isliye ke duniya ko istemal kar raha hai. دنیا کی محبت کو دل کے اندر جگہ نہیں دی and this doesn't come easily it comes with a long sohbat of the Ahlullah in whose hearts there is no محبت of the dunya outwardly you will see them using everything just like us sometimes even better than us Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi the type of clothes that he used to wear the king of the time also couldn't afford sometimes But one time he put a patch there of just ordinary sack. There was a need for a patch. So on that expensive garment he put a patch of sack cloth. That means the heart was not attached to it. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala, one day that some little bit of thought came. Just a thought came of a little bit of pride. So beautiful clothes he had, beautiful kurta. He just pulled the sleeves like that and with the scissors he just cut it like that. Not even sewing it like how we would sew it neatly. To show that their hearts were not attached. So sukoon-e-dil is a treasure. It's a lost treasure of the believers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave it and sent it for no one else except the believers. Ahle taqwa, it was for them. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because he is absolutely fair and just, there is no question of favoritism that the rich will get it and the poor won't get it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this sukoon-e-dil, which is such a treasure, invaluable, priceless, for everybody. The poorest of the poor can get sukoon-e-dil, and the richest of the rich can get the sukoon-e-dil. The king can get it, the scientist can get it, the alim can get it. Everybody can get it. Adopt taqwa and you got sukoon-e-dil. In this world, all we have to do is just maneuver ourselves. Make use of the ni'mats, but believe that we are in a garden in which there are lots of flowers, but those flowers have got thorns, lots of thorns. And we just have to be a little careful that our clothes don't get entangled in those thorns. Otherwise it will injure us. Again, that example comes to mind of the painting that when I returned in 69, so there was a painting, one of my uncles is an artist, so there was a painting where there's a hand and the rose flower, the thorn has injured the thumb, so the blood is trickling down. The rose flower is in the hand. So I told him, I want this frame here. He said, why especially this one? So many other beautiful ones. I said, no, this has got a lot of lessons. I said, what lesson? ye na samjho ke gulshan mein khatra nahi, ye na samjho ke gulshan mein khatra nahi, pardae gul mein kaante bhi rooposh hai, ye na samjho ke gulshan mein khatra nahi, pardae gul mein kaante bhi rooposh hai, apna daman bacha kar chale jaiye, warna kharon ka koi bharosa nahi, apna daman bacha kar chale jaiye, warna kharon ka koi bharosa nahi. This whole world is like that beautiful flower. Oh, it's in a garden, like a garden, in which there are beautiful flowers, but there are lots of thorns also. So it's a go through this garden. Nobody stops you. Go through this garden. But be very careful and very cautious. Look carefully that those thorns do not entangle you, because you cannot trust those thorns. In other words, make use of your ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given, but be careful, because there are lots of thorns, lots of thorns. The beautiful faces are thorns. The temptation to earn through haram are thorns. Through interest, through gamble, through this, through that, all those are thorns. So make use of those ni'mats, but beware, be on guard, be cautious. Don't get caught up. Ke kaanton ka koi bharosa nahi. See here, I said there's a beautiful flower in the hand. Fragrant, smelling flower. But the person was not careful, so now there's an injury and there the blood is trickling.
Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa pata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko dawa pata, buton ke ishq se duniya mein har aashik hua pagal, buton ke ishq se duniya mein har aashik hua pagal, gunahon se sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha jata, gunahon se sukoon paata to kyun pagal kaha jata. Agar Allah walon se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs se sarkash ko daba paata, bacho gande amal se amradon se dur ho jao, bacho gande amal se amradon se dur ho jao, agar ye fail acha tha khuda patthar na barsata, agar ye fail acha tha khuda patthar na barsata.
Buton ke ishq, in the love of those pretty faces which are haram, not talking about one's wife. The wife, whatever she is, must, the person is told to love her. We're talking about those pretty faces that the person is giving his life over. How many people are going mad in their love? And then what it is leading to? Murders, killings, court cases. The person has sleepless nights. He's got no sukoon in his heart. and then they end up in mad hospitals. So that's why I say, how many people became mad? If the person could only have had sukoon e dil by this type of illicit love relationship, then why should they be called mad people then? But then this next part, where he's talking about homosexual behavior. Now we think that this is only for the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, and the disbelievers, that they are indulging in these type of things. And why should the ulama be discussing these things in poetry and in their bayans and in their waz? Then why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discuss it in the Quran Sharif? So many ayats of the Quran Sharif, qawm al-lut, why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveal that? If it was only for one qawm that existed some time ago, and it disappeared from the surface of this earth, and it was not going to be a kind of a problem for the ummats that are going to come, then why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discuss it? Wallah, I am in the masjid, I am with wuzu. I cannot be speaking a lie, because I got khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yesterday a person came to me, and he says that my son, who is a university student, he gave us a shock of our lives. He says that my inclination is now towards that youth that I am attracted towards, and I will never marry a woman. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Hazrat is not talking about something that is not relevant. It is a very, very relevant thing, especially where there are hostels, whether it's male hostels or female hostels. It is a common problem, no matter how much we try to deny it. That is why we are told that must be on guard, must be careful. Those who are beardless youth and they got attraction, then the person should be careful. Don't associate with them like you would with other friends. How do you feel when you hear things like that? But this is not one. I have dealt with so many cases. School teachers from Muslim schools. Muslim schools. So if this fell was a good fell, then Allah Ta'ala would not have rained stones upon that nation. The Jibreel alayhi salam was told to take them right up to the skies and turn them upside down. And not only that, after that's rained stones upon them, to show that extreme anger. Fail agar achcha tha to phir khuda kyun un par patthar barsata. And now it has become so open that it's now even marriages are taking place. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. So we are getting influenced. I told this person, I said, look, he admitted that definitely this chap is watching a lot of porn on the internet and caught up with so many other things. I said, this is our problem, that indirectly or directly through the media, through the television, through the newspapers, through the magazines, through all this type of filthy literature, they are polluting our minds and they're making it acceptable. They want it to become the norm in society, that the person who objects to it and he writes a letter to the newspaper editor, the moment the person will print, he will print that letter, you will find an avalanche of letters coming, that these people are all orthodox and this is something that is natural behavior and it is, and they're all Mother Grundys and all kinds of titles will be given to make it acceptable. Somehow it must become acceptable. They create that. So we have to be on guard. Don't become too broad-minded. I always say, you must be broad-minded, but not so broad that our brains fall off. To be broad-minded is a good thing. It mustn't be so broad that the whole brains fall off. Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat. We are living in very, very dangerous times. Should not take it lightly that this is something that's affecting the other societies. Our children are growing up in the same society. They're going to the same schools and colleges and universities. father was shedding tears. He was hysterical. He couldn't control himself. I had to comfort him and said, don't worry, I know you are a pious person. But this is the mistake that we make. That we put them into colleges or the hostels of those colleges far away from this country. And we think that it's going to help them in their earning of livelihood. They will be top class graduates. But what about their iman? They rather earn less, but safeguard their iman. Bas aaj ki majlis ho gayi hum.
اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
Since I get tired, Akhtar, I get tired of giving the same story of the pain of my heart all the time. But what must I do? I cannot remain silent. When a person has got compassion and love for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he wants to see them out, take them out from the evils that they are indulging in, because he's going to lead them to hellfire. So because they have got that dard of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts, that dard of the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala creates the dard and fikr and concern for the ummah of Allah ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they want to see the entire mankind go into Jannat. So how can they remain silent? So sometimes people say, must curtail the program, must stop talking, now must have a rest and must go away for holidays and all that. Wherever they go, they go and do the same thing. They still go and do the same thing. Because they have only one concern, that how can we get people out from their evils and put them onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. That is what burns them day and night. Their health gets affected in that. Day and night. One who, for example, as Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gave, said that who is a true muballigh? He said that like if one girl that got married, and it was her first child she was going to give birth to. So she told her mother-in-law that I'm going to sleep, and when I'm ready for giving birth and get labor pains, then you must get me up. So the mother-in-law said, when you will get labor pains, you will get the whole town up. We don't have to get you up. So when the person will get the pain of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, then he will get the whole country up. He will get the whole world up. That pain will make him get the whole world up. Whoever he can say, get up, he'll make him get up. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم لك، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اے اللہ، ہم پرفتن دور میں زندگی گزار رہے. We are living in times of fitnas. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas from above us, fitnas from beneath us. Oh my beloved Allah, we are being lashed by the storms of fitnas. Hum kidhar jaye mere maula? Mere pyare maula, hum kidhar jaye? Who do we turn towards besides you? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, protect us from all sides. Protect us from all sides. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with sukoon-e-dil. Ay Allah, bless us with sukoon-e-dil. We have lost this great treasure of ours. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our masiyat, our sins, our evil actions and deeds, our disobedience to you, that we have totally destroyed this runway for sukoon-e-dil. Ya Allah, bless us with sukoon-e-dil. Ay Allah, bless us with a life of taqwa and piety. Allah, distance us from all sins. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the world. Sare alam ke andar ummat e Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pareshaniyon ke alam mein giriftar hai. Ay Allah, remove the difficulties, remove the trials. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, we are not like the sahaba e kiram radhiyallahu anhum ajmain. We are not like the awliya e siddiqin. Ay Allah, we are extremely sinful servants. We cannot bear any kind of hardship or difficulty or trial. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, don't test us. Bless us with your rahmat, with your mercy, with your forgiveness. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Ya Allah, remove the hardships and difficulties and problems of the entire ummah, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. اے اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر دے یا اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے یا اللہ protect and safeguard our children also from all the fitnas that are around us one day we have to die and leave this world یا اللہ ایک دن جانا ہے اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر تیرے پاس آنا ہے یا اللہ the garment of coffin will be put over our bodies Allah, the water of mayyat will be poured above us. Ya Allah, maut ka masla asan kar de. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Roze Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saamne. Ya Allah, in front of the Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauz-e-Aqdas with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips let our soul come dancing towards you humari roo jhoomti hui tere paas a jaye ay Allah dunya ke jagdo mein jagdi na rahe ay Allah bless us with burial in jannatul baqi لیکن اگر وہاں مقدر نہ ہو تو جہاں کہیں بھی ہو اللہ اسی حالت میں موت آئے کہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو don't let the angel of death find us in discos, cinemas, theaters, porn films, popping drugs, committing fraud, adultery, fornication. Ah, my beloved Allah. آج امت کہاں کہاں مر رہی ہے when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of where the امت is dying How much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our wives and children with that goodness, parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us, and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillah.